out, it's been designated by this county as a resort area. So while I'm sympathetic to a certain degree, folks bought these properties with commercial properties all around them and didn't complain until this application came in front of the board. So,
Based on the exhibit that was given, it shows nightly rentals. So will you guys admit that you're doing nightly rentals, even though
we're doing some marketing and advertising now? One of the issues that we have, and again, this goes back to the definitions of the statute and the definitions set within the development code. The definition of nightly rental is one that's left for debate. And should this board of adjustment hearing come to a conclusion that's alternative, that certainly that we would seek, we'll seek a circuit judge's ruling on that issue. So we're prepared for that.
So then, are you paying sales tax, or you're basically saying you're not doing rentals, so you're not paying sales tax any nightly rentals?
Yeah. So again, this goes back to there are allegations of criminal statutes in mind, and I'm not going to get it. This isn't circuit court, and I'm not going to get into a question and answer on that. Because I suspect that will be an issue quite shortly, and we're prepared to defend it at that level.
Okay. Who built the home and when?
I'm fairly certain that it was built by Michael Smalley. I'm not certain of this, but I'm fairly certain, and I think it was in the early 2000s, maybe 2001. I also believe that at one point in time, the Smalleys were using it as some sort of couples retreat as part of their program. You know, everyone knows the Smalley's family. And I believe they also may have had an ownership interest in what's now the Barnabas Bed and Breakfast. So that's our understanding. It's a lot more than a retired couple would need, obviously, given the number of rooms and such. But we don't have a lot of history.
Who built the dock and when? The dock in question there.
So you're really digging on me. I'm trying to remember. I think that I don't have that clearly in my forebrain. I want to say it was in 2003, and I want to say that it was by the same person who built the home. I don't want to guess.
Did you receive title to the dock with the home, the permit? So
we received a deed from Old Republic Title because this was a property that was in litigation for a number of years. And in that, and again, this is a matter of litigation over in Stone County, but in that there was a discussion about appurtenances going along with the property. We have a reading of that. The plaintiffs in that case have a reading of that, and that's just a legal dispute at this point. We went to apply for a Corps of Engineers permit, and the Corps of Engineers very quickly said, hey, you know, there's a bunch of people claiming it. I think that, frankly, multiple people are paying property taxes on more than one slip. It's kind of a mess, and we're trying to sort through that. We've got a hearing coming up in, I want to say, December 7th in Stone County to hopefully bear out some of this. So,
and that hearing in circuit court is covering what, if I might ask?
So there were a couple of allegations. One is we obviously filed as part of our response a suit for trespassing. We've had folks all. In fact, I think the sheriff's department may have issued somebody in this audience this evening a no trespassing order just
and
today.
And that's in regard to their attempt to try to access that boat dock.
Those that like to trespass really don't define where or why. They've been all over the place. We've got cameras set up. We've got camera footage of people coming back. You know, there's ruts where they've been through. So yeah. But standing back and answering your initial question, we're alleging that we own the dock. They're alleging that they own the dock. You know, even if they own the dock, they still have to establish a route of egress. It's kind of complicated. But I should say, the dock is not a part of this permit application. The application is specific to the property and not so.
I understand.
Okay.
I have one last question.
Yeah.
So you're coming down the main road and you turn left to go by the homes to get to your home.
Yes, sir.
The road that goes straight, where does that road go? Towards the lake. Well, like what is?
That gentleman's name is Rick Harrison. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that he may have received title to that property through a tax sale. I'm not sure, but anyway, just a neighbor.
And And your property line goes into the middle of that road probably? Or?
No, sir. No, this is the boundary here. This is, I think, what they refer to as lots, either lot 7 or lot 8. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, so the next lot over you don't have...
No, that's not us. This okay. is not us.
So no. Number 9 is not you?
No, sir. No, that's. I guess that's an interesting question to your point. So even if Ms. Hirschenreiter had an access easement, frankly, that's not ground that we care about. I mean, you can go down through there all you'd like to. The issue from a liability perspective, insurance reasoning, when they come onto the property that we have a right to occupy, which we maintain insurance on, that's when it becomes an issue. We've never been out there threatening people or anything. We've just said, hey, there's a legal issue here. You know, if you have a concern about that, it's in the middle of litigation, by all means, join up. You know, it's unfortunate that it's had to go to that, but, you know, it is what it is. This property, for whatever reason, isn't a stranger to litigation. Yeah, so that was a good. We were talking earlier. If you zoom out just a little bit, it kind of gives you a general idea of you know what's around us. You got Blue Haven Resort up there to the north. This is Drift Water. Ms. Hirschenreiter lives right in here. Mr. Alkire, whose attorney was speaking earlier, lives in here. And again, you kind of get the idea. It's Resort Lane, and as has been identified by the county. This property here is also part of ours. Seems kind of peculiar to be shaped that way, but it has to do with the 715 MSL. And then the easement of the property, or I guess access easement, comes down through here. The water well that was discussed earlier is right here. That was part of a pretty substantial negotiation. I guess the getting up or the shrinking of an easement width in exchange for the use of the water. So that was something that was negotiated through attorneys with Mr. Weaver.
How solid is the buffer there between you and let's say 9? Like, can you see? I mean,
no one can see this property with potentially the exception of Rich in the fall when the leaves are off.
That's a very nice view, I find.
My name's Brian Powers. I'm with Unified Covenant. I'd like to add a couple things that will help answer your question. We provided the count the board with the video as well that shows above that you literally can't see our house from any other neighbor. You can't see it from anyone. The vegetative buffer is gigantic on every side. The well that's in question as well, the well belonged to the house. It was built for the house, not for anything else. Might be a shared well. Nothing else is hooked up to it. It's on his property. This is our lot as well. We own this lot too. Okay? But, like I said, the well was designed specifically to maintain a household of that size, or whatever the house was used for. And the house is basically designed, if you look at the design and you look at the labels on even the breakers, it says game room, guest room number 1, guest room number 2. This is from the original construction. And it was my understanding that it initially had been used as a nightly rental or a bed and breakfast or something like that. I even asked Scott to look into that. And the other thing I was going to get at is everything below 715, if you look at it, there's been a lot of argument here about, oh, well, it's not on your land and it's on Empire land. If you zoom out and if you click on any of these resorts, they're all on Empire's land. The difference is, like Chris said earlier, they don't have the right to occupy like we do. They're in violation. That's all Empire's land.
Oh, I didn't know if he was going to say that.
So, that's my point. All these resorts are on their land.
Yeah, and if you're concerned about that, I think, Scott, if you click on any acreage down there, it shows who the property owner is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Which?
If you go below the 715.
Yeah. Right.
other than the house.
There you go. Yeah.
I just have one thing to say, and I didn't sign up.
Yeah, ma'am. It's too late. Yeah. Just hold on a second here. We'll give you an opportunity once. Any other questions that you want to ask?
Gentlemen, the last thing I'll mention, and I've hit it a couple of times, is this venue has been, I think, misused twice now as a venue to address things that are appropriately left for circuit civil and circuit criminal court, if that's the prerogative of people that are having an issue. Again, there hasn't been a single Sheriff's Department report on the activity there. And the compatibility score, the factors that are identified in the planning code are what we're bound by. And that stems from statute. So that's what I would like to draw your attention to as we close here is what was said, what was the due diligence by the county experts? The county experts went down and evaluated this property and they came up with a conclusion. The rest of this is conjecture to a large degree. So while we appreciate the comments and sympathetic to some of those issues, there's a venue for those activities, and the venue that's set here this evening is to establish whether or not this project is compatible under the Taney County Development Code. That's all I'll say.
Thank you.
I didn't set up because I didn't know.
Yeah, ma'am, I'll go ahead and let you speak. But once you're done, will you fill out a sheet, please?
Hi.
And what's your name?
I'm Sherry Moore, and I was not going to speak, but my mom owns three neighbors. I guess we thought you had a lot more property than what you have. We thought they owned all this. So my mom owns this, and this is Sharon Moore's land. It's not Empire's land. But the resorts he's talking about is over there, whether or not Empire owns that land. 10 neighbors are in dispute in the courts right now because Chuck Pennell illegally reassessed from private individuals over to Empire, because of the court order on this piece of land saying Empire owned on this piece of land. So Chuck Kennel illegally reassessed 32 pieces of property over to Empire below the 715 line. 10 neighbors are in court right now debating who owns it. And my mom is dealing with Chuck Kennel because she owns it. She's not going to go sue Empire because Chuck illegally reassessed her property. So she's keeping it between Chuck and all that. So it's nothing about, we don't have an opinion on their project, but I just want to say that's not Empire's land as it relates to. Now, whether or not Empire owns anybody else's land, everybody's got a different history. Just like our neighbor here, he says he owns his own land, and he's got a different history than everybody else, just like they have a different history. So that's what is going on there, and that's the only reason I wanted to speak up, because we don't want any record anywhere where somebody's claiming Empire owns my mom's land. We're kind of tired of it.
And the court's the legal. That's the place to do it.
Well.
Yeah. No.
That's
why it's there.
Thank you. Yeah, if you would fill that out and let Bonnie to have it. So, ma'am, you've already had an opportunity to speak. With that, I think that's everyone that has either spoken that wanted to speak. So I guess now it's time for comments, discussion, unless there's any additional questions you want to ask the applicant.
Well, I think some of my thoughts on it is with a good score in the buffer, I'm not opposed to saying that there may have been an error in this ruling.
Any other comments? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a comment.
Okay.
I have a concern about it all being in litigation. I'm not sure that we know exactly how all that's going to shake out once they're through in circuit court. And I'm not sure that our decision would be appropriate after the decision's made in court, which that's going to happen here at some point.
There's no litigation there.
So the only, for clarity then, so the only litigation that you're dealing with, you're saying, is just the dock and the right egress?
Yeah, and that's not part of the application.
Okay.
It's either right or not right.